All right, recording is on.
All right, well, it's about 1:05, so I know the big news of this week has to be what Alu called into Free Talk Live about a couple days ago, so if he's near his microphone, he should probably tell us about it, because it was pretty exciting.
Yeah, I don't know what the rest of the board and everyone else wants to be super public about yet, but there's a donor who wants to essentially help us to fund a survey, a properly done survey, possibly by SurveyUSA or another polling agency, on New Hampshire's voters' sentiment on independence. So we're working out a whole lot of the details and everything, but hopefully the next few weeks we'll get that going, and we may be able to write the questions ourselves. So we could ask a few questions like, how do you feel about DC? How do you feel about independence? If we left, or if another state left, would you support the federal government sending men with guns to kill them, or would you let them go? Whether you're happy about it or not, would you let them go peacefully, or would you kill them? So there are a lot of interesting questions we can ask about independence. So that's pretty much all the news, you know, I have to share today. We've got to work out all the details, so I don't know much else, but we're super excited about that.
Yeah, you forgot to mention this person wants to donate like upwards of $50,000, which is amazing. And that would also fund, as you described it, that would fund a massive survey that could target Texas, Florida, California, you know, Hawaii, wherever other places might be independence interested. And then it would be like a mega kind of survey that might actually get more publicity from, you know, other media elsewhere.
Exactly. The tentative plan is for 8 states to be surveyed, pretty much the 8 most pro-independence states, the states that are most likely to secede first. And yeah, definitely, once the survey's underway, or definitely when the results come out, there should be articles. You know, libertyblock.com and probably Freekeen and some others, but also other big mainstream media will very likely report on it. And then hopefully some of us, you know, or someone will go on big mainstream media, TV, maybe FBN, OAN, and be able to talk about the survey. That would be awesome. So yeah, we're hoping it could generate some kind of big media splash.
Hi, this is Jordan. I have a question. Would it be possible to, who would contribute to the creation of the survey as far as the questions that are asked? I mean, is that under discussion or going to be discussed?
Yeah, right now, pretty much all 7 members of the board of the FNHI are working on it, and we're obviously all super open to any suggestions of great questions. So depending on exactly what happens, assuming everything works out and we're able to write the questions and SurveyUSA uses our questions, which is my understanding of pretty much what will happen, we're definitely open to ideas. And you know, anyone with experience in market research or anything else, we're open to ideas. So I think I'm going to create like a Google Doc or something, and maybe I'll share it around pretty publicly for people to have ideas and to tinker with the other questions or have ideas for more questions for the survey. We're going to limit it to like 5 or 10. We want it to be a short survey so people actually do it. And yeah, we're definitely open to suggestions. So feel free to, you know, message me, email me, or maybe at some point soon I'll make a doc and I'll start sharing it around.
All right. I did a little bit of surveying during Nobody's campaign for governor. And it was my first experience with it, and they will probably tell you like what the statistics are of how much drop off that you get with each additional question, because obviously at some point somebody's going to say fuck this and, you know, hang up.
Exactly.
Too many.
And I assume it depends a lot on the format, whether it's internet, phone, or mail, right? So it all depends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it also, right? Yeah, I was thinking mostly phone, but. And so plus we have to also have to think about demographic questions as well, because that takes up time too, like, you know, how old are you and are you male or female, that kind of thing. So I imagine ultimately it's really going to be up to the money man to you know, decide these things, but still, either way, very exciting. So when are y'all having the next board meeting?
I think there's a tentative date for the 14th, Thursday? Thursday the 13th?
Cool. How'd it go yesterday, by the way? I couldn't make it out. We had a market day to attend here. In,
the rally was awesome. Every single person, 100 or 200 people, between 1 and 200, everyone got a flyer.
Great. And all positive responses?
All was extremely positive. I spoke to two state reps who were conservative, and they both gave me pushback. I asked one of them if she would read my booklet, Articles of Secession, that answers the questions, because she was pretty adamant and thought she stumped me when she said, Alu, you know, you clearly never thought about interstate travel. And I'm like, literally, I wrote a book about it. Take my book and read it. And if you still have questions, you have my number and email. So I gave it to her. She said she would read it. So in a few weeks, hopefully, she has read the booklet. And then I spoke to another rep, I think, about it, and a few others. I spoke to another Liberty rep who said he's not going to vote for it, I think. But as far as all the other people, non-legislators, everyone was like super on board, and I spoke to a bunch of them about it. And I said, here's my email. I love questions. I love public debate. I've, you know, very open and transparent and love talking about independence. And a bunch of, you know, the kids took the flyers and wanted to help hand them out. So definitely everyone got at least one flyer there.
What rally was this, or protest, or what was this exactly that you went to?
The Women's Defense League does a 2A gun rights rally every year.
Oh, that. Okay.
And I've never seen so many ARs in my life, to be honest. I would estimate around 50 people are carrying ARs or other semi-auto rifles. And some AKs, and I saw a guy with a knapsack thing with a full ammo cam and a belt-fed what looked like a machine gun, which I'm not an expert in this, but it was belt-fed. Very interesting.
Sounds like a successful demonstration.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm glad something has occurred this week. It's these meetings happen so often. It's amazing that there's actually stuff to talk about every week still, especially considering the vote happened.
Yeah, I mean there's always tons of stuff to do. Obviously, like 99% of what I do for Liberty is somehow related to independence. For instance, I'm finishing up like my book Presumed Guilty, and it's my longest book. It'll be my best book, and it's all about due process. And what I realized, and looking at every single violation of due process in like all 27 areas of law, from criminal law to more administrative and civil and constitutional law, is almost every single violation is federal. Meaning the one way to solve them all is by seceding. So anyone who cares about due process, criminal justice reform, and civil liberties, which a lot of progressives and conservatives and libertarians all do alike, should support independence. So once they read the book, hopefully, you know, a few million more people, if they all read it, might, after reading the book, support independence, just so we can get like due process and civil liberties back. So every book I write ends up being related to independence.
Yeah, it's interesting. I was watching a little documentary from like I don't know when it was produced exactly, but it was a very old documentary, and it's interesting. It was covering the 1930s and how the federal government, you know, the works programs and all the socialism that they, you know, kind of implemented. And the Supreme Court apparently ruled like multiple times that it was unconstitutional, and I guess they did it anyway. I thought that was kind of interesting.
A famous president said, "Let the Supreme Court raise an army and stop me."
Yeah, I think I've heard that quote before. I
forget who it was.
Yeah, it's just interesting because I'm seeing this in like a documentary. I've heard the quote before, probably from you. But I've never seen like other evidence of this like there being a Supreme Court ruling on it. So it was kind of interesting to watch and be like, oh wow, this is actually like, this isn't just somebody's like, I don't know, like biases or something. It's like, it's actually something that is like publicly been reported in the past and actually happened. So.
This week there was a Business Insider article that came out that was sort of like a general article about secession. It covered Texas and I think somewhere else, but also New Hampshire. And our our buddy Matt Santanastasso was had the final comment in the article, and I have it in front of me, but it was like so super principled, it was amazing.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Where's the link? Can we get a link somewhere posted?
Yeah, I think I put it in the NH Exit group a few days ago.
Did I miss it?
You might have.
I discovered something weird this week also. I forget how I learned about it. Michigan, like all states, Michigan has, you know, the central city progressive part and then the rural part where people are very liberty conservative. The Superior part, like, it's totally disconnected, I think, from the rest of Michigan, like above Lake Superior. That whole area, there's a secession movement called Superior. And apparently, I read somewhere, but I can't confirm, in like the 70s, the vote to secede was, it failed by one vote in their house. That's what I read, but I'm trying to confirm it somewhere, and I don't know how to confirm it.
That's interesting. Somebody called
you guys
live last week from the Upper Peninsula and was talking about, you know, wanting to get away from the lower part of Michigan, and I asked him, is there a movement up there? And he said no.
I don't think he was from the upper part of the peninsula.
Was.
Well,
he
always talks about them like they're not him.
Anyway, just interesting. They may not have as much publicity as...
Oh, yeah, that reminded me. It was the caller, I think, and I looked into it. I don't think there's anything super active. I couldn't find any big active group, but I saw, I think on Wikipedia or some other page, it said it failed by one vote. Which, if true, that's freaking crazy.
So was it the donor, the large donor that said that he wanted to do 8 states? Because how are you going to find 8 states with secession movements? I don't know if there are that many of them.
Yeah, that's what they definitely want to do. And they have a whole list. I don't know the exact list. That is like Texas, Alaska, Hawaii, California, New Hampshire, and a few others. Maybe Florida. And pretty much the most pro-liberty and or pro-independent states are states that would make the most sense, like Alaska and Hawaii. So they already have that whole plan, and they want us both to be the official sponsor of the survey, and we'll work with my contact who knows the donor, and with Survey USA.
Can you say whether the person is from New Hampshire or not?
I have no clue who the donor is. He's very, very private and wants to be private. I know my friend, who's not from New Hampshire, who's friends with the donor, I believe. And he's also super private, but him I know.
Mm.
I mean, there might be some benefit in surveying more than just the ones that have open liberty movements, because I mean, I would imagine that there are probably states without active liberty movements or secession movements that have a population that would be very open to the idea, especially during the, you know, given the current circumstances.
I agree.
Yeah, yes and no, but I don't see a big issue with aiming for the 8 lowest hanging fruit first. We're not going to get any state with better numbers than Texas, New Hampshire, and California, states like that. Like I think in every single way, depending on the exact question, I think Texas and New Hampshire are going to be kicking ass in the top of the poll as far as asking voters if they support independence. But yeah, eventually I would love, you know, to see every state leave the union for sure. The easiest states first.
I'm excited about it because it's going to be the first time that we have numbers specific to New Hampshire instead of these generic New England survey numbers that come out. And I think a lot of reps are going to be really surprised by what we find out.
I mean, I agree.
That's assuming they'll even listen, you know, and I don't know. I hope so. I hope you're right, Ian.
Well, I mean, a scientific survey is something worth looking at. I mean, it's more information than they currently have, which is zero right now.
The two things I kept hearing from reps is that there are no surveys about it and that they haven't gotten calls and emails. Yeah. We can definitely fix the calls and emails by telling activists to call and email them and a survey we're going to do. So those are two of the big questions we can answer for them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one thing about, you know, a survey that I guess what it could pair with, I think in states with maybe lower numbers, the people that are pro-movement might be more passionate and more likely to actually start something. So, I mean, from my little experience in kind of neighboring more liberal states, the people there that are wanting to consider something new and different seem to be not the lukewarm, you know, yeah, I would agree, a variety, but more of like, yes, we need to do something now. And they live primarily in a very, they're a minority in a very socialist environment.
Yeah. Which state are you from?
Well, I'm in New Hampshire. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so definitely the people, I agree, the people in the smallest states are generally very pro-liberty. The problem, especially with secession, is a lot of those people are pessimistic about secession because they think they're too small to survive. Like, I've heard from dozens of reps that New Hampshire is good and pro-liberty and D.C. sucks, obviously, but we're so small, we're going to starve to death without D.C.
Yeah,
so that's another big issue.
And we all know that's not true.
No, of course, that's why I've written about it in my book.
Yeah.
Well, I guess imagining a government without the umbrella of federal government and even state government, I think for a lot of people, at least in New England, that are kind of run by the select board in some cases, it's a scary thought. Like, could we actually manage this decentrally without these two really large umbrellas over us?
Another big thing I'm working on, and it'll be a massive joint effort, is that we already have a few spreadsheets. I have a Google Sheets, and one or two others already do. I would like to fill in, ideally, all 400 or at least 200 or 300 seats of candidates for every seat who support independence and liberty. So I'll post the sheet again for all you guys in the groups. If anyone can help, if you know anyone in your area or anywhere in New Hampshire who is running for rep, if they're running for the first time or re-election or whatever, if you could just put in, especially if they support independence and liberty, just put in their name, and that way we can all know who's who and help them. And if someone has a few bucks or resources, we can help them win their election, hopefully, and get a few dozen who support independence in next year. Does my dad have any input? Hello?
Not at the moment, thanks.
I was just watching before we joined the meeting today, Bruce Fenton, who's a free stater that is in the crypto sphere. He created the Raven coin system, lived out on the seacoast. He is apparently running for U.S. Senate as a Republican. And surprisingly, the media is paying attention to him, which is really weird, but they are. And he got a 9-minute long interview on WMUR. They didn't ask him about secession, but it makes me wonder what his position on it is. I kind of know Bruce. Like, I've been to his conferences that he's thrown. He's thrown some crypto conferences on the seacoast. So I might be able to reach out to him, see what he thinks, or maybe we can... You know, maybe he'll do a candidate's appearance at some point. We can send somebody out to ask questions. But that might be something that we could consider doing, you know, as the election comes up, is if there's some candidate appearing locally, is bird dog him with a question about independence, whatever town hall kind of events that they have.
That's an awesome idea. It would be great, but I'm not very hopeful that anyone running for Senate to be in D.C., would support independence. It's almost counterintuitive unless they're so principled that they would, you know, essentially be saying, I want to go to D.C. and represent New Hampshire at the negotiating table as we leave. That would be a lot more surprising even than someone running for governor.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect them to have a positive response overall. I mean, obviously our guys probably would, like Jeremy Kaufman from the Libertarian Party.
Yeah,
sure, he'd be on board with it. But that may be a place where that reversal question of, well, if California or any other state were to vote to leave the union, would you want to blow them up or invade them or, you know, et cetera? So that might be a good question to confront them with for anybody that goes to one of these town halls.
That's a good idea. That's a question every candidate, including those running for Congress, should get.
I mean, I know this would be more of a challenging undertaking, but has there been any effort to poll and even, you know, kind of get the opinions of veterans who, you know, or even current military serving people, that you know, what their thoughts of secession would be.
There have been polls. Daniel Miller, I think, said around half of the active duty military, I think, said that they believe that states do have the complete right to leave the Union peacefully, meaning they probably wouldn't support killing them. But I'd confirm with Daniel Miller exactly what the poll was. There was a poll of military, that's all I know.
Yeah, I think maybe the question I'm thinking about is, you know, would they participate and be active? Because, you know, the supporting one, absolutely, I think that's important. But I would be curious to see how many would say, would you take a step forward in this direction for secession, given maybe some of the oaths that you've taken?
Yeah, it's so difficult because it's hard to know if they're honest, because 99.9% of them will probably follow all the orders because they don't want to be court-martialed or killed. So they got to follow orders. That being said, yes, they swore an oath to the Constitution, but we all know they violated it, because if they cared about the Constitution, they would be turning their guns on those that violated the Constitution, meaning the people of D.C. So, you know, the Constitution doesn't matter that much. At least they choose to ignore it most of the time. Like, the soldiers are not upholding the Second Amendment. If they did, they would demand that everyone in D.C. repeal every gun law. So they don't really care about the Constitution. But, yeah, I think it's very complicated because of Constitution versus following orders. So it's hard to know if they're being honest in the polls, but I've asked military friends, and they all say that few to no military people would actually use force against peaceful Americans for declaring the right to be independent.
Well, yeah, I mean, the first president of this country was an officer in the Queen's or the King's military in England. So,
yeah.
I saw Matt Anastasio last night, and I wasn't at the meeting long enough because I've got an 11 o'clock curfew, thanks to the federal government gang and their bail condition, so I wasn't able to follow up with him about the potential independence caucus, so I do need to follow up with him about that at some point. And there was something I wanted to mention, but I don't recall.
As Porkfest is getting to be 2.5 months away, do you know exactly what the NH exit hub is?
I have no idea. I'm not even sure if I can attend Porkfest at this point, so I don't know.
I hope you can.
Sounds like a good idea, though.
Yeah. I'm assuming with anybody with like federal charges or federal probation, if secession were to happen, that yoke would be removed, right?
That's what I would think.
I love the idea of like having some sort of, you know, setup for NH exit at Porkfest and Forkfest. Maybe some t-shirts or something like that too. You don't even have to get a lot, just some. Might be worthwhile. Maybe get 100 of them or something like that.
T-shirts are a great idea.
I'm going to be selling secession salsa. This is Bonnie. So if there is a hub, I would sell them there if you wanted me to.
Yeah, there's already NH exit t-shirts that somebody made with nhexit.us on the back, I believe. Maybe we can reach out to them.
His name is Top Lobster. He's an artist who does libertarian graphic design. He's got a website, but his are print on demand, so I don't know. I don't think he has any inventory.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm thinking maybe we could buy some. Maybe we could get like 100 of a printer or 150 or something printed. I think that would be popular at Porkfest anyway. So I
don't know. Hell yeah.
Yeah. So. I don't necessarily think. I think that, I don't know. Maybe I'll pursue that. I gotta find the time to send. I've emailed him before, I think, actually, but I'm not sure what would be the story if, you know, we wanted to get 150 of them. But if he has the design, I'm sure anybody could do the printing. So.
This is for the salsa. I've got tons of mason jars. This is Jordan, so you feel free to reach out if you need any of them to if you want to can and sell that way.
Thanks, Jordan. He tried my salsa yesterday, and he said it was good.
All right, well, I'm going to follow up with Matt Santanastasso about the GOP platform proposal and see, because he had originally said he wasn't even planning on going. He didn't even know about the state convention. But there's three people from Keene that are going to go for the first time ever, including Aria. So it should be an interesting experience to go to this year's convention. I wish I could go to see it myself. But since we got a carpool going out there, maybe we can get Matt to come with, and we'll have four people go out there, and then maybe he can put in something in advance to modify the platform to support independence. So I'm going to follow up, because I suspect there's a deadline to submit those things before the convention, which happens in about 20 days.
Yeah, it sounds like a great plan.
All right, well, it sounds like there are a few irons in the fire. We're running out of steam. Anybody else got something to say?
No, I mean, it sounds like we made progress this week, which is great. And we got some projects I think we can work on, so let's get to it.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, excellent. You guys have a great day.
All right, see everybody next week.
See ya.